And finishing blocks better. And I think Brandon has certainly grown in the past, you know, 7-8 weeks.
That's exactly what I was going to ask. What is he doing differently now than when he first stepped in for Ryan at the end?
I think he's playing less timid, not thinking as much about the hole or about the play or whatever. He's just you know, hitting the hole downhill and, you know, making one cut. And, I mean, when you get that guy in space, he's tough to take down. I mean, you know, him in the draw game, screen game, whatever, run game, you know, when he gets out in space, he's tough to take down. That's been huge for us.
How much does it help having all five of you guys lining up every week in the same spot since the Redskins game?
That's nice. I mean, you start to feel each other, just, you know, feel what the block's going to be, how the person next to you is going to make that block. You know, you don't have to say things. You know, first, when Brian got out there, you know, as a guy that's played a little football, you know, I came in and played young too, and you're kind of out there, you know, scrambling a little bit. So I was, you know, worried about, you know, Brian's a bright kid, don't get me wrong, but, you know, young kids, you're still gonna worry about him. So you'd be out there, trying to make his call for him. But now it's just, everything's just kind of rolling. He's set out there at right tackle. He's gotten a lot better. His confidence has gone up. And everybody playing together, we just, the chemistry's there right now.
Josh, it's a job a lot of plays you guys have played in and have competed in.
Absolutely. I mean, it's definitely the loudest place that we play in. We gotta jump on them early. And if we get a fast start, we can get the crowd out of it and make it a lot shorter day for us. I mean, like I've always said, it's, you know, 90% of, you know, protection breakdowns are either going to be mental or fundamental. It's rare that just someone's getting flat out beat. So, you know, our communication was there. We were all on the same page the whole game. And, you know, we had good fundamentals. And if we, you know, if we do that, you know, we can have the, you know, same result.
Josh, would you say their defensive pass rush, particularly linemen, is tangibly better over there with the faster track and with the noise factor? Is it tangibly better, or do we mix too much of that?
No, I mean, no, it's definitely better over there. I think the noise plays a large part in that. You know, it's hard for everyone really to get off on the snap, but especially the tackles. You're really kind of going on field and going on movement. So the noise has a large part to doing that. And, you know, we just, like I said, we need to jump on them early and try to get that crowd out of it.
Is, like, you've done it before. Does Brian Bulaga know what he's in for as far as dealing with that situation? Or is there anything you can do to get ready until you go out there and just do it?
I mean, there's not really you can do. Obviously, we work on, you know, our silent counts and whatnot, and at practice and our walkthroughs and jog-throughs. But, I mean, until you go play there, it's tough to really know how it's going to be. You know, I didn't know, really, even my rookie year, I didn't play there. I was on, you know, field goal or something. But last year, you know, I got a taste of it. I mean, you'll leave there with a headache. You know, it's not fun playing there. So it'll be exciting for him.
With that call noise, I'm sure it didn't affect you at all. But I mean, obviously it'd be worse for the tackles. But is this a little big deal for a guard?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, communication is obviously number one thing, and you know most of the breakdowns have to do with, you know, communication errors. And so, you know, we all have to, three in the middle, be on the same page, because we basically, you know, tell the center where to go and tell the tackles where to go when we're on the road. So, I mean, we all got to be on the same page inside. You know, if there's an adjustment that we have to make, Darren has to change the point or protection or whatever, you know, we have to all be on the same page. So it's tough, and it does affect you.
So you're kind of a communicator then, maybe more than usual?
On the road in general.
It's amazing how that fraction of a second difference.
Yeah.
Of a snap is defined in
Yeah.
Nate, I mean, think of a minus, how big of an advantage it really
is. Yeah, I mean, it's huge. Like I said, mostly for the tackles, it's a real big disadvantage. I mean, like you said, it's just a fraction of a second, but, you know, that's what the game is in the NFL, you know, a fraction of a second, you know, one extra half a step, you know, and they get there and swat the ball or whatever. So it's huge. That's why we got to come out and start fast and hopefully get the crowd out of it.
You talked about the continuity of the same five guys. You feel like you're in a better place than you know this year as opposed to last year. Some movement on the line, just a couple games.
Well, I mean, anytime there's movement, I mean, you know, obviously we know that's going to happen. Injuries are part of this game, especially in the league. It's just natural. And we know whoever jumps in there has got to be able to just roll. But, you know, it has been nice, you know, all five of us since Washington being in there. So, and I think it's huge, especially on a road game, you know, in a dome. It's huge for that communication factor.